Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love. And our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about a person who was a heretic. Let's continue with that message today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
They're starting to incorporate so many other things of the world into their lives and saying it's all right. It's a sanctified worldliness. It's a sanctified way that we do it. And we use Jesus' name. We don't depart from Jesus. We use his name. Oh, we love doing this. Isn't it interesting that we've had so many missionaries that have lost support because churches went contemporary? Some other churches went Calvinist, and the one thing they did is they dropped their support unless their missionaries would accept their doctrine. Some foolishly did. But when you look at verse 10, a man that's a heretic after the first and second admonition reject. Hears his preaching. He hears his things, warning them against these sins. He doesn't. I told you about the man on way back there speaking on his podcast of leading his church out of the King James. That's a heretic. Hear about people saying, we have the liberty to sing in a church this way. We have the liberty to get up there, our ladies half-dressed, shaking their bodies in suggestive manners as they're supposed to be singing God's praises. And hey, some of the words in those songs are good, even though the beat of the music kind of gets your heart pumping, get you all excited. Let me tell you something. That's heresy. And if a person continues in that, they're a heretic. Don't email me or write me, because there is no apology for telling you the truth. Now, my friend, you need to learn the person of God so well. He saved you. You're saved. You're listening to this. He saved you. That's great. But now, it's just like marriage. Now that you know him, now that he's your Savior, now get to know him. Just like when you first married your wife, you all loved each other. You both loved each other, you know, man and wife. And, oh, yeah, boy, we really love each other. And it took about a month, maybe at the most, to realize, I didn't really know this person. Okay. You get saved by Jesus, but you find out there's so much more of his person to know. And he begins to reveal himself as you stay in the Word and you obey it. That's why he gave him Ephesians chapter 5. Husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He did that for you. He did that for me. Because he was making the husband an example that he is supposed to be to the wife, that he is to love his wife as Christ loved the church. You know, the wife should be able, just like I'm able to. I come to the Lord about problems in my life. I come to him. Sometimes when I've done the sin, wrong thing, I've got to come to him and say, Lord, I messed up. Now, forgive me. Help me. I said, Lord, I'm not real sure what to do here. Help me. Go to his word. I seek his help, seek his direction. I don't get mad at the Lord. Why didn't you protect me from that? Lord, why didn't this happen? Well, the Lord lets me come to him. Husbands, let your wife come to you. Because you're not, it's not that she's just your wife and you're just her husband. It's that you are representing what Jesus Christ is to the believer. And that's to be demonstrated to your spouse, but be you and your spouse before the world. Wives, you're told in that same Ephesians passage, obey your husbands. Be subjected to your husbands as the church is to be to the Lord. In other words, as Christians are supposed to be subjected to the Lord, be subjected to your husband. He said, well, if I'd have known he was this way before we got married, I'd have never married him. I can't be subjected to him. He's there. He's that. Look. You're trying to demonstrate to the world, give a testimony to the world, how a believer, as a wife, as a believer, is to be to Christ. You're actually demonstrating to your husband what a believer is to be to Christ. The husband is supposed to be demonstrating to his wife what God is to us. Now, when you go against that, because you don't like it, then you are a terrible testimony to one another, and that's going to affect your children if you have children. So, friend, we're going to get into verse 10 next time, but right now, as we've looked at these verses here, these are all for Christians that I've just looked at, we've just said, we've gone over, and we've had a lot to say here on verse 9. But really, before I get into the breakdown of verse 10, because we just have verses 10 through 15, and this chapter is over. But as we get into this, what I want to say to you is so much of the book of Titus, its theme, behavior that becometh holiness. This book and these things it's teaching us is to help lead us to be holy. Because if we don't follow those things, we're not going to be holy as Christians. I encourage you to reread it. Matter of fact, we have a website that our announcer gives you each day. And go to our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. Go to that. You can look for booklets by Andy. All these sermons, I have over 5,000 sermons on that. You can look at these books of the Bible. You can look and see where I've preached sermons on those things. And you can look where other men of God, I think most all of them are better preachers than I am, and that have shared scriptures and things of that nature with us and taught. Listen, get the Word of God in your life, circulating circulating in your heart and mind, just like the blood should there to keep you alive, because circulating in your heart and mind is keeping you spiritually alive and not just walking as a dead Christian. Now, my friend, get these things in your heart and life. Now, yet even a dead Christian is better off than an unsaved person. It would be a great shame for a person to go to heaven saved, but so as by fire. Oh, that is an evil thing. That is a terrible thing. That's going to be bad. Oh, the embarrassment. But you'll rather be that person than to be the person that dies without Christ. I've often said the lowest place in heaven is a billion times better, even a trillion times better than the best place in hell. But my friend, there's not a best place in hell. It's all a place of torment. Some will be tormented more in hell than others, but it's a place of torment. And the shame of it is Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He was buried. He rose from the dead. He did that for you. Yeah, he did it for me. The Bible says in 1 John 2 and verse 2 that it's not our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. He is the propitiation, the entire payment for the sins of the whole world. My friend, on the cross, he died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. As a matter of fact, if you're hearing me right now, none of you were alive when Jesus died on the cross. So I can say that when he's dying, he's there on the cross, all the sin for all time was placed upon him, even though you hadn't been born and sinned yet. It was placed there. When he died, he ascended into heaven, and there was that blood that he shed there was applied on what is called the mercy seat in heaven. When you want to be saved, you turn to him, and from that blood, you are cleansed. From that blood that was shed for you, your payment is made. But you must receive him. So let me just give you this. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord, he is God Almighty come in the flesh. Jesus speaks of his flesh, of his humanity. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Believe that he had an actual physical resurrection and that he had conquered hell and death. If thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from your sins, saved from sin's consequences, and giving everlasting life. So, again, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, your very inner person, that very inner man, for with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, not your righteousness, the righteousness of Christ. You see, when I go to heaven, I'm going to be accepted in the beloved, Ephesians 1:6 says. That is, in the righteousness of Christ, I'm accepted because I've been placed under the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse me of my sin. And that can be the same for you or anybody else listening to me right now. No one that is under the sound of my voice has sinned too greatly to be saved. God will save you. He'll forgive you completely. He even wants to clean you and use you up to serve Him. He really does. So, for with the heart man believeth into righteousness. You believe that what Jesus did for you was for you. He paid your penalty in full. And with the mouth confession made to salvation. Now, believing that, you're calling upon Him. You're receiving Him as your Lord and Savior. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God doesn't lie. He'll save you. He really will. So would you like to be saved? Would you like to know that if you died today, that heaven's your home? You see, this is all based, what I've given you scriptures for this one reason. It's based on God's promise, not mine. It's God's promise. He says, if you believe with your heart, you're willing to trust Him with your life. Your heart speaks of your life. And so our heart stops beating. We don't have life in us anymore. And so you're going to trust God with your life. You're going to give yourself to Him, calling upon Him to save you. And you say, man, I'd like to do that. Then why don't you write where you're at right now? Stop. If you're driving, don't close your eyes, but say this from your heart. Pray to the Lord and just say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross for all my sin and died for me. I believe 3 days later, He rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer, let me encourage you to email us or write us a letter at our physical address and let us know the decision you've made. We want to be able to rejoice with you. And you say, where do I go to church? If there's not a Bible preaching church in your area, let me just tell you, either we used to say Yellow Pages, but Google Churches Baptist Independent in your area. When you find one, then call them up and ask, do they use the King James Bible? And then ask, is their music rock and roll or is it traditional? And you get the right answers that it's traditional music, it is the King James Bible. Then go to that church, tell the pastor the decision that you made following this program, and then ask him to help you with the next steps in your life. And I'm sure if he's a true, fundamental, independent Baptist pastor, he'll want to do that. I trust that you will. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. I trust that you'll ask others to listen too, because it's through the Lamp and Light people can grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Jesus Christ. So, my friend, thank you for listening. And please be our best advertiser. Invite others to listen as well. And may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.